and for the sake of teaching others, our very skills get damaged and ought to be constantly resharpened. And all we have to distinguish are the kind of energies with which humans operate and only elevate those that are purely creative. And any unnatural thing is likely to end, and all the natural things are likely to soon resume. And we can only naturally etch outside the given environment that society allocates us into. And we should not expect radical changes, as they can deteriorate things even further, but we should expect to plant seeds for change. And while one uniform shows our originality, the repetition of the same uniform shows our ignorance. And meaningful things are always done right before the moment in which they can no longer be done. And we tolerate the inclusion of a thing in a space because we have another space in which we can exclude it. And the equation will be always that the more a class is in power, the more it requires a slave class to sustain it. And anything going powerfully against nature is doomed to powerfully be demolished. And if there is a providence, there should be one to wipe out all the conformists and replace them with those full of initiatives. And if human societies would learn to renew themselves, no more conflicts would ever be needed. And for the sake of our creative practice generating love, we shall stick away from politics generating hate. And last, the only way to develop empathy is to literally put someone in one's own shoes. And the weight of tradition is a beneficial burden only if one is able to work with it. And anyone who gets served is a form of emperor whose conduct ought to be defeated. And we may be drained by the surrounding complexity, but not in our core wish to keep simple. And once one practices and aware of his or her own reality, bias is completely removed. And culture at last should act as drop of rains onto the fire of populism. And having succeeded, the young revolutionary will only survive up until when the infrastructures of the old imperialist will function. And all our preparation ought to aim to a single shot against all the fastidious shots of the enemies. And while society specializes us in the bottom-to-top ascension, we ought to specialize in the going across it. And the oppression comes in the way we technically instruct others to assist us. And access to a human nature is always open when there is a possibility to perform a passion. And as in our main intention, society will always obstaculate us in the survival we enact, waiting for it that we can most manifest ourselves. And it is not only a matter of only being transparent, but also being perforated to let the black mud of public opinion filtering through us. And the more devils becomes visible, the more angels ought to become invisible to one day fight against them. And when we let our intuition guide us, Providence will take care of us yet in most unexpected ways. And we fight for imported ideals, killing the very meaning that was conceived right within us. And the main obstacle for the Creator is to overcome the bitterness resulting from a too narrow or to lose the reception of his love. And what is considered a good politician will allow you to change your dress while it is the soul that needs to be renewed. People keeps judging the result, and yet in the process we can find truly the virtue. And one is only able to construct a true narrative by being constantly present with reality. And social relationship always deteriorates for taking the liberty of manifesting oneself in full earnest. And only the building up to an ideal is great, as the following to its execution is most devastating. And when truth cannot be spoken to the obstinacy of others, we ought to create a space for common sense within us to reflect about it. And if poetry is conceived in solitude, tragedy is still conceived in solitude, but under the indifferent eyes of everyone. And after nourishing us, if tradition hinders our intuitive development, we ought to step over it. And authentic meaning can only be made only through a constant osmosis between different times and spaces. And we can be assured that once a force reaches its peak, it can decrease, yet the issues to identify its peak. And with autodidact education, we are able to exit an environment, while with the official education, we become arrogant within one. And we may be gratified to think that a lot of temporary buildings may be indeed the scaffolding for very permanent ones. While rapid execution of our instincts turns us into beasts, and long seconding turns us into gods. And quality lies to the amount of dedication one can commit to one thing. And rage is the worst way to invest our time and that of others. And the way we can measure virtue is by quantifying how much one is willing to create a fully autonomous creature, even from himself. And once our creature is mature, we can find the elements for the next one. And the most sincere condolences comes from those who are the subtle cause of much grieving. And the youngster cry is just in preparation of erasing the whining of the elders. And why not to keep up with its natural intuition, and all the social fears become like smoke to cut through it. And socially speaking, the most embarrassing thing one can do is to tell the naked truth. And what any society will always hinder is to allow the foundation of anything independent from it. We ought to accept to live with conflict as any resolution is always momentarily. And the transformation we find so tragic is just providence coming to resolve our natural issues. And the medium does become the message only if we are unable to get rid of our social expectations. And an authentic culture becomes the only umbrella against the staking heat of a narrow mentality. And for every ideological altar, at least one natural culture has been swept away. And for any pioneering works, when the time finally comes, the space might be mismatched. And simplicity only simplify answers, but doesn't truly provide with the simplicity of life. And in the building of our autonomy, we develop so many expertises that we could work for any enterprise, but we find the worth not to die for it.